All right, so what I'm about to talk to is going to be a controversial topic, but this is only for you to actually bear witness on what I'm about to share, because there's going to be some truth behind this. Caution: this episode is intended for open-minded individuals. If you are a closed-minded person, fixed in your religious ways, and are not willing to look at these factors and themes and concepts that I'm about to share, this podcast episode is not intended for you. Listener discretion advised. So, religion. I'm going to talk more in terms of like Christianity and Catholicism, because I'm more familiar with Jesus. So for the most part, if someone believes in God and someone believes in Jesus, then ultimately they also believe in the devil. Because there's good and bad. And so there's going to be some themes related to Lucifer, the devil, God, Jesus, and there's some things that I'm confused about, but then here's some truth about this. So for starters, how many people will say Jesus is our savior? Jesus is our way to God. Jesus is our way to heaven. How many people would say, what would Jesus do? How many people strive to be good like Jesus? How many people look like Jesus with the beard, homeless, dirty, ripped? And here's another factor. How many people would actually fantasize about fucking Jesus? Sleeping with Jesus, marrying Jesus. How many women would actually talk about this, or emphasize this, or express this? No. Because people, women don't. Women don't talk about this. Instead, women are more inclined to go with the money-making man with the suit. But how many of these people are actually devils? How many of these people in power are actually liars? How many of these people in power are actually bad? Oh, Chris said it now. Oh my God, what did Chris just say? Well, look at it. You know? There's doctors out there that take advantage of people's health, prescribe them pills that only further aways and delays them from health and healing. There's lawyers out there. Now, there's some good lawyers, you know. I'm not talking about all lawyers, I'm not talking about all doctors, but just be mindful of what I'm saying. There's certain lawyers out there that will take advantage of a man in a divorce dispute. And that lawyer will take a portion of that money that he's gained through the divorce with the help of a woman, because the woman would also get half his money and, for example, a house. So it's very confusing. And I say this because women talk about, oh, Jesus, my savior, my rescuer. But none of them talk about wanting to fuck him. Because he doesn't talk about money. But guess what? Then there's the other side, the other spectrum, when there is talking about money. Well, people say money is the root of all evil. and some of the most powerful people, the most wealthy people, are the most conniving, deceptive, lying motherfuckers out there, who take advantage of the mass majority, the public, the masses. How many people in charge of these corporations like Coca-Cola, McDonald's, are making millions, billions, billions? And it's affecting the health of the masses. How many people dying from fast food? How many people are tricked into eating the fast food because the fast food is injected with additives that makes it addictive? How many of these people going to McDonald's for fast food are obese? How many of these people are overweight? How many of these people are dying? Their health is deteriorating. But they're still going to the fast food place to order their food because they like they love their Big Mac. Isn't that confusing? Isn't that weird? Does anyone see this as odd? But no. Women want a rich, wealthy man to feel safe and secure. They don't want to be with a good person, a good man, who... Because essentially the good man, there's a lot of good men out there, it's very hard to be a good man. Why? Because a lot of women will take advantage of that. A lot of men, women will offer their... Just tease and tempt the man, the good man. But the good man gets nothing out of it. The women take advantage of the good men. Here's another line for you. Are you ready? Bad man, bad men, mean men, fuck. Good guys, clean up the mess. That's right, I said it. Think about it. How many good men out there cleaning garbage, cleaning up the filth, the trash of other people? That takes a lot. And they're disregarded, disrespected, undervalued, underappreciated for keeping the environment clean, picking up after our own shit. I feel like these people should be paid more. Yet how many people are drawn to the man in the suit? The man in the suit who's up to some kind of business deal. What did that man do honestly to earn his position in that suit? But then the other question is, what dishonest actions did he take in order to excel? Here's an example. How many politicians will talk shit about someone else? How many politicians will throw out a negative quality of another candidate in order to make them, quote unquote, look better? I remember Trump doing that all the time. He would call people out, and that was his way of getting ahead. But that dude was basically an example of how to be good and bad. You know, that dude is real. And that motherfucker will do whatever he takes, because he's a wolf. How many women out there are single moms? How many women out there were fucked over by some dude? How many women out there hate that dude? That, my friend, is called a bad guy. But guess what? That bad guy fucked. He got to fuck. Don't you see something wrong with that? How many good men go unfucked? How many good men do things for other women and get nothing in return? How many good men are taken advantage of? How many good men are friend-zoned? How many good men are called by the woman? Oh no, he's like a brother to me. I love you like a brother. Men, guys, fellas, boys and girls, ladies, think about what I just said, because there's some truth into this. And basically, there's good and bad in everyone. The most important thing is to honor that, appreciate that, and use your good and bad parts of you to benefit you and those that you love. Because we all need to be bad every now and then, and we all need to be good every now and then. The most important thing is that you do it in a way that benefits you without hurting others, and that's the sweet spot. That's the hard part, where you can promote peace without like creating pain, inflicting pain onto others, violence onto others. And that's a hard thing. Like one example that I do in order to allow my bad aspects to come out is I shadow box. I shadow box in order to help myself to practice self-defense. So when there comes a dangerous time, I'm fucking prepared. I got my hands ready and my legs. Another example is to practice catharsis. You know, channel your anger out, expose your anger out like fucking Tarzan. And just howl. Boo! Boo! Anyways, you just heard it from Coach Chris. And have a great day.